assessments, that sort of stuff, to be announced around midday today.
Well, yeah, let's hope it's good news. Look, it was just horrible to watch.
It was
one of those bad falls, real bad one.
All right, let's check some early scratchings. There's a couple of extras this morning of note. Race 1, number 2, Pasadena Girl, 13, Road Assassin, and 14, Cracklin' Rosie, 2, 13, and 14. Now, in race 2, take out 3, Snippets Land, and 4, Zinzan Eddie, 3 and 4. Race 3, number 9, Any Day Will Do, number 9. Race 4, number 2, Dear Demi, and 12, Thinking of You, 2 and 12. Race 5, number 8, Peron, number 8. At the moment, race 6 is clear. Race 7, 11, Rising Romance, number 11. Race 8, clear. And race 9, take out 4, Moro, and 9, Index Linked. So 4 Moro being an extra this morning on Vets, and 9 Index Linked, who runs in Melbourne. So that's the story with the early ones. A couple of early ones this morning, extra Zinzan Eddie and Muro. John Thompson's joining us. Morning to you, John.
Morning, Andrew.
Ron Duffersey, Mike Fraser with us. A step here from First Steel to go to 2,000 metres today.
Yes. I guess that's the challenge. She has run it before,
yep.
But that was probably an afterthought. You know, she'd done a job winning the flight, and the owners wanted to run again, so we ran in the spring champion, but it was probably never planned that way, but this time it's been on the radar for a while.
John, she's had 3 tough runs now. How's she coping with it?
Very good. She's a tough filly, Ron. Probably her best attribute. She comes through runs on the Monday. She's probably better than the Friday. Sort of very good constitution and quite a tough filly.
Tactically today, on paper, it doesn't seem a fast race, but she's adaptable, isn't she?
I think so. He'll just be positive out of the barriers and wherever he ends up. I'd imagine around midfield. Probably just looking for a little bit more of a patient ride today and use a turn of foot in the straight.
If she comes through today, okay, the next step for her?
We'll get through today first. I'll leave that up to the owners. She needs a rough chance of getting a run in the Doncaster. At this stage, we're planning to go to the Queen of the Turf.
Okay, so, a preference out of those two races?
Queen of the Turf obviously would be weaker than Doncaster.
Yeah.
And she'd get into that race very well. But, it's totally up to the owners, whatever they want to do.
Decision was made by the owners to take Blake off and replace with James McDonald. I think you told me during the week he's been on a couple of times.
Yes, he came in last Saturday and done it especially. And... He kept wanting to come back. She was going to have another solid hit out on the Tuesday. And he was really happy with that work. And he asked to ride her again Thursday, which she didn't do a great deal. But, she's an easy horse to like.
Yeah. That's great getting McDonald on. It's just hard keeping him on with the situation he's with. Being the Godolphin number one rider, it's hard to keep a bloke like him on.
For sure, he's definitely booked for the Queen of the Turf. So,
okay.
If we go that way, we're right. But and that'll be our last run for this preparation. So
hopefully, he gets the job done.
Yeah, he's a great jockey. I don't think we're losing anything. You know, his confidence in the horse is high. And, like I said, from a better draw today, we should hopefully get a better run.
Your other runner today, General Zabil in the Tullock, he's a strong staying type. He must be a better chance than the odds suggest.
He's a nice stayer in the making. He is probably a prep away. He's bred to get 2 mile. He's a bit out of a Monchu mare, but the blinker's going today. That's an interesting gear change, whether that spurs him on, to get the improvement out of him that would be needed to go to the Derby.
Good luck today, John.
Thank you.
Thanks, John. John Thompson out at Randwick with First Seal. What's your thoughts on this finery today, particularly the toppy, Mike, First Seal?
Oh, well, I think she's got an excellent chance. She's just got to run the trip properly. But Ronnie makes a really good point. The lack of speed in this race seems to be a bit of an issue. And just listening to John there, he sort of seemed to say he'd like her to be ridden a bit more patiently, so a little bit further back. So whether that suits her or not, I'm not really sure. But there is a lack of speed there for sure.
Ron, are you the same boat there?
Definitely. Yeah. But we'll leave that to McDonald. He's just making all the right moves at the moment. And, you know, you're on a $1.80 chance. Sometimes you've got to ride them like one.
Yeah, exactly.
Speaking of right moves, what about G Boss's ride last night on Lucky Hustler?
Wow.
And the William Reid. Wasn't that a ride and a half?
Just didn't make a mistake, did he?
No.
He threw back the fence. You thought, that's the worst possible place at Moonee Valley.
Yeah. An earthquake found that wrong spot.
And everything round him ran into dead ends. And He just kept the momentum going. It was just a picture-perfect ride.
There was a couple of good runs there. Vane Queen was wide all the way. Griante was wide all the way. And I think Earthquake may have a win in her on. She seemed to be full of running when, as Andrew said, she ran out of complete room there from the 400.
Yeah, it was a funny run. She hit a flat spot, and then she really gathered herself up. Maybe they should have thought about leading on her, I don't know. But
last 100 was all right, wasn't it?
Yeah, she was good. She was strong late.
Yeah.
That was last night. Lucky Hustler winning the William Reid and the mare Noble Protector winning the Sunline in pretty easy fashion. Two lengths. Gay Waterhouse joins us. Morning to you, Gay.
Oh, good morning, gentlemen. Are you both feeling well?
We're out and about this morning. Can't wait.
So am I. I can't wait either. Great day's racing. Lovely day's racing at the Rose Hill.
We'll start from the top, Gay. Street Rapper, his confidence is up. Look, he appreciated getting up to that extra distance there at Wyong last time.
Really good horse, Ronnie. Really good colt. He's by the stallion Street Boss. I think he's got a stack of ability, and I think he'll win this race easily.
Okay.
I've had a big opinion of him right from day one. He's yet to do it in the city, but the distance will be right up his alley.
Yep. Frespinol, race two. He looks ready to go first up.
Certainly does. I think he's a good each-way chance. Whatever he does today, he can improve upon it, but I can't fault him. I'm very, very happy with him. His work, his trials were excellent. His work's been very good.
XX Knowledge, he was good with a big weight winning first up at Kembla Grange.
Could easily win this again, Ron. He's a very talented son of Monjou. He's a very handsome horse. His win has taken nothing out of him, and he will appreciate the extra distance. And Kieran McAvoy was desperate to ride him.
Okay. Amanpour in Emancipation Stakes. I like to run first up over an unsuitable distance.
Certainly was. It was quite eye-catching. You're quite on the ball there. And she's a lovely mare. She's one of my favourite mares in the stables, and I think she'll run a cracking race. And I think he'll be very good odds for the punters.
Race 5, Riker. How's he done since his first up run?
Done very well. And he's quite capable of winning a race like this. So he's also in it with an excellent chance.
Okay, you got a drift with the blinkers on her today and probably stepping up to her right distance. She won't be far away.
I don't think so. The Claymore didn't quite suit her. She jumped like a gazelle. She got up there, and then they tried to ease her a little bit. She got into no man's land out wide, got a bump, and she was completely sort of out of her gait. I'd forgive her that completely. This is a very talented filly that could easily win this race. And she's done everything right, Ronnie. I'm very, very happy with the way she's training.
Okay. Hampton Court in race 7. He's been disappointing this preparation.
It was disappointing until he won the race at Randwick, and then he backed up the following week and won the Group 1. He's just got to his right distance now, Ronnie. He's been just hiding in the shadows.
Okay, so look for
and
an improvement.
He won't be hiding in the shadows today. A change of jockey, change of riding, training, not riding, but training. I've just done a few little things differently with him to sharpen him up and really make him on the ball, and I really think he is. I think he's got a very fit, ready to rock and roll colt.
Okay. Cape Crusader in race 80. You had to be impressed with his last win. Wow.
He's exactly well. Well said. He's spot on. He'll win this race today. I think he's the most improved staying horse I have in the stables.
Okay.
And the funniest thing, all your listeners will like this, Adam Aronis messaged me and he said, why have you booked me for the Derby?
Yeah.
I said, because I want to see how you can win the Tullock.
He's getting ahead of himself.
Absolutely.
Pornichet, he was much better last time and up to 2,000 metres now.
I think 2,000 metres will suit this entire very well. He also has to get into his rhythm. He has to get their balance. If he doesn't do that, he races a bit like a crab. He's very talented, Colt. And you saw that when he won at Sandown. I think he's very capable of winning this race.
What about this horse in the Mornington Guinea, Show a Star? Looks a horse heading in the right direction.
Well, isn't he an improved horse? You know, Damien Oliver rode him the other day, and he led all the way, which they don't often do in Melbourne. And he just donkey-licked his rivals at Sandown. And before that, Michelle Payne, who partners the horse today, has donkey-licked them at a provincial track. He's really going places. I like him enormously. Lovely, lovely gelding, and he's got a great winning chance.
Okay, and you find a nice little listed race for Ondina in Adelaide.
Oh, well, it's just a sneaky one, isn't it? Well, we've got to try. You know, if they're not that top level of three-year-old fillies, it's very hard to program them in Sydney. The race is just not there for the second and third liners. It's really mean because people pay a lot of money to have their horses trained in New South Wales. And I think that they should have much better programming for three-year-old fillies. We shouldn't have to take them to Adelaide to get a little bit of black type. They should be on here. You know, something like the Gosford Guineas. Why can't that be on a Gosford, the 1,200-metre race, and a nice fillies listed race?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, always plenty of to discuss there. Hey, Gay, English, how did the 2-year-old come through the slipper experience?
Put in an absolutely winning gallop. You put your money on her next Saturday, listeners, she'll win the size produce. That's what she'll do.
Righto.
Come through that golden slipper like a woman possessed. And she was absolutely glorious this morning, I can't tell you.
Oh, that's good for next week. And the Doncaster, obviously, the field comes out during the week. How does it look for the Waterhouse stable?
Pretty good. Haven't won it for a few years. Mm-hmm. Had a bit of a break from it. So it'd be nice to be right back to winning that beautiful trophy. I've won it 7 times all up.
Yep.
And I think Dad's won it about that. And I think, I don't know how many times Chris Waller's won it, but he's won it quite a few. But I've got a couple of very nice horses. Pornichet today is, of course, on target for that. I'm not sure with excess knowledge. I may run him there or in the Japan Cup Association Trophy.
Yeah.
I've got two very nice mares. I've got Cosmic Endeavour going into the Doncaster and Diamond Drill.
Yep, okay. So they're on target for next week. It's involving week by week. Great time to be a part of racing, Gay. Well done 7 days ago, and good luck with all of them today.
Thank you, Andrew. Thanks, Ronnie.
Bye, Gabe.
Gabe Waterhouse there was there at Albury yesterday, Ron. The hat was produced, the Gabe Waterhouse hat.
Is it going to make an appearance over the championship?
It might. Just maybe you can lead the field out that hat.
Yeah, it's big enough. Buddy, big enough. Lee Hope is joining us now. With Lee and Shannon have got Fenway lining up as one of the chances today in the Vinery Stud Stakes. Morning to you, Lee.
Good morning, Andrew.
Ron Duffus here with us as well. And Mike, mate, looking forward to this. It's another step up for Fenway.
Look, it is. It's a big step up, you know, sort of on level weights and everything like that. But look, we thought we'd give it a chance. We thought about Adelaide, but it was a bit long in between, so we thought we'd come up. She's done well. She seems to handle that way of going, so we're giving it our best shot.
Lee, what's her racing pattern in a race like this?
Well, I agree with you that she probably hasn't had a set pattern racing, but I'm going to have to leave it to Blake because it doesn't look like a lot of speed on there, but not. Ideally, if she could be fourth or fifth or something like that, because there's not a lot of speed on him, and fast per seal, you wouldn't be giving too big a start, I wouldn't have thought.
No. She's by High Chaparral. She's out of a Zabil mare. Are you thinking the Oaks after this?
Well, we'll get out today, but that was on the plan, yeah. She does look like that she could go the extra distance.
And the horses have travelled here okay?
Yeah, look, they travelled up last Saturday night, arrived Sunday morning early. They're settling good, they've worked their way, they've done all the things that, you know, you're supposed to do. So, no, very happy with it that way.
Madam Gangster, she was good first up. Jeez, she's really, when you look at it, she's going for five straight wins.
Yeah, look, it is. And then once again, it's a big step up. We're pretty close to the weights with captains. But, look, she's done well. She deserves a chance there. And we really can't fault her that way, but it is a big step up, yeah.
How many horses in work?
24 between the two of us.
Jesus. You must be happy. The horses are racing so well.
Look, they're going as good as they can, yeah. No, we're quite pleased. And, we've had a little bit of luck, yeah. No, very good.
Well, let's hope they can race well today. Good luck.
All right, well, thank you very much.
Good on you, Lee. Lee Hope joining us there, talking about Madam Gangster and also Fenway. And he's right with Catkins, isn't it? Gee, they pick out some nice races for her set weight and penalty and gets 2 kilos off the majority. And obviously the lightweight is 54, but there's only a 3 kilo spread, Mike. And Ron.
No, 100%, yeah. 100% right. Every time Catkins gets into one of these set weights and penalties races, you know, she's always a short price favourite. She's coming out of a group one at weight for age against the older horses, or the, you know, the boys also.
Yeah.
Gets back against her own age. It's really much tailor-made for her, these type of races, Ron.
Yeah, well, Chris just target. He knows he has to target for her for these races every season now, and he's done a really good job of doing it.
I was just going to say, interestingly, this preparation, I noticed, Chris, for the 3 runs she's had back with Catkins, she's been at 12, 13 and 13. He hasn't sort of stretched her out at all, so maybe he's waited till she got fully fit before she put her out to the 1,500, which, you know, I know she's won at a mile, but I've always thought that 1,400 was her ideal trip. So, interesting, she's had those 3 short runs before going to the 1,500.
Yeah. I suppose that's the program for her. You know, that's the fillies and mare, well, the mare's program, and maybe a little freshen up after today and have another crack at Brisbane.
Star Stable, week 3, Ron, closes at 11 this morning. Go to starstable.com.au. The Racing HQ Mini League, Ron, being won by a gentleman called Donkey Linked. He's got 4.8 million. He comes under the name of Matt, so he's winning. How are you going?
You're still marking time, Ron?
I had 1, 2, 3 in the slipper, straight across the line. But the only problem I did is I didn't have the champion where you double your money.
Yeah.
I made that big mistake there. But look, I'm fine.
Fun. Yeah, well, you normally do. And then I look at it and you're running 10,000.
Where are you running, Andrew?
I'm running just above Donkey Link. I just...
Easy.
Yeah, I just...
Easy. Don't get yourself confused with that big hat of yours.
Yeah, it's
give yourself a wrap.
Let's take a break, I reckon. 27 after 7.
This radio commercial is all about how horrible insurance companies are. If something bad happens to you, you might need compensation to fix up your life. Sadly then, most of the time you'll have to deal with insurance companies. Their job is to stop you getting the money you need to get on with your life. Our job is to twist their arms so hard that they will pay up. Bilby, Poult & Costello Lawyers. 4 partners, 8 lawyers. Not too big, not too small, just right. Google BPC Law or call 8280 6900.
With daylight saving ending early April, Sky Sports Radio will start previewing key meetings earlier.
From April 1, get your winners Wednesdays to Saturdays with previews for all the day's TAB meetings from 10:30 a.m.
Monday and Tuesday mornings at 10:30, it's all the latest in greyhound and harness racing, followed by the day's racing previews.
7 days a week, your racing leader is Sky Sports Radio.
Dynamic Syndications and Gay Waterhouse proudly introduce a high-quality filly. Buy more than ready. Gay's trained his best from Vintage, a Group 2 winner of 6 races.
No one would know more about More Than Ready than Gay Waterhouse. This is a particularly feminine filly, but she's got great bone for bulk. She walks in with remarkably determined fashion. She's full of class, and I like her enormously.
Join our dynamic Gay Waterhouse team. For info, visit our website or call 1-800-61-9999. AFSL 336808.
Got that sick feeling just thinking about how much money you owe? No money to enjoy life? If this sounds like you, give Capital Debt Solutions a call for a confidential chat about a government-legislated agreement that combines your debts into just one regular weekly repayment. Interest-free, tailored to your budget. Now focus on a debt-free future going into the new financial year. Capital Debt Solutions, solutions for your financial freedom. Give them a call, 1-300-107-155, or go to capitaldebtsolutions.com.au.
And they're off. Amazing prizes to be won with Trackside. Coming out strong, we have a legendary barbecue, followed closely by Home Theatre System, with a fantastic holiday making a move on the outside. But look at this, it's a brand new Mazda 3 taking prize position.
Watch Trackside for your chance to spin to win for amazing prize vouchers on the Trackside prize wheel.
The Mazda 3 takes the race by a bumper.
There's a new winner each week. Enter the daily code shown on the Trackside game with your details at tabtrackside.com.au for your chance to spin. Visit tabtrackside.com.au for full terms and conditions. New South Wales permit number LTPS/15/00862. Gamble responsibly.
This is Sky Sports Radio, your sports and racing leader, and Racing HQ Saturday.
Ron Duffersey, Mike Fraser are with us. Looking forward to the monster day of racing out at Rosehill Gardens. We'll get some final or interim scratchings for you in a moment. No additionals as it stands right now to the ones that we gave you 20 minutes ago. So we'll wait and see if anything late pops up. Popping up right now, Ron, is Chris Lees at Newcastle. Morning to you, Chris.
Morning, Andrew.
Looking forward to this. Our guest today, a lot of discussion, obviously, with protectionists, but getting to 2,400 metres, I guess, deep down in your thoughts, this is what you've been waiting for, and obviously the 2 mile.
Yeah, no doubt. He's shown us all along that he'll be better suited this trip and beyond, so he probably gets to a more suitable race today and probably judging more off this run than his previous two.
Well, you should know where you are today, Chris, with him.
I think so, Ron. You know, we've gone to the races more hopeful than expecting to race well his last two runs. His work was always suggested that he's going to be better suited the further we go with him. He just hadn't shown us that sharpness to complete in the shorter trips. But not really knowing him, we're still going to the races more hopeful. But I think I've seen a bit of turnaround in his work over the last fortnight.
You'd be hoping for them an even speed up front?
Yeah, just an even tempo, I think, gives everything what they're doing.
Okay, and barrier 12, does that force you to be negative?
I think so. Yeah, I don't think we need to be too aggressive out of the gate, giving this chance then.
Lucia Valentina bounced back with another good run last week. She looks, profiles well here with what looks to be a perfect preparation.
I think so. She's just gets a nice bit of cut in the ground. She's backed up previously in New Zealand, ran a really good second to Rising Romance. I think two of her better runs for me have been at the 2400. So, I think she's got a real realistic chance in the race.
Okay. Both these horses run well today. What's the next step?
He'll go into the Sydney Cup all being well, and if she ran well and come through it well, we'd look at dropping her back to the Queen Elizabeth. But she'd need to come through it really well.
Your two mares in the race four here, the Emancipation. Hera, her run was a beauty in the Coolmore.
Yeah, top runner's best run she's put in for us, Ron. She's better placed in them situations, in handicapped conditions. She's not a big mare and carrying the same weight as Captains. I probably can see her beating her, but if she can maintain that form, she can certainly run a hole.
Scorpio Queen was much better at Newcastle.
A little bit the same. Yeah, that was probably a better run since we've had her, and down on the limit, she's a chance of, again, running his place as well.
How's slow pace going in the last?
Oh, he's been showing us enough at home. He gets out to his right trip, so probably needs to bring that to the races today.
Much in at Newcastle today?
No, but a day off there. No runners.
Okay, lovely.
No runners at Newcastle?
No, it's the first everything.
Oh, geez, that is a first.
It is.
You know, half-day holiday. Good luck with the runners, mate. A lot of attention on two horses in the BMW. Hope they run well for you.
Thank you. Cheers.
Good on you, Chris. Chris Lee's there at Newcastle. Terrific day yesterday. Ron and Mike and listeners at Albury, they got their regular crowd. It looked 15,000, somewhere around that mark. Corkham won the Albury Cup and is off to Brisbane now, Ron, for a race in about a month's time. And the Doomben Cup, Tony McAvoy was talking about yesterday.
Yeah, it was a good win, wasn't it? A strong win. wanted the other way. I got a little share in Verdant, who runs second.
Yeah.
His effort was good as well, so yeah. It's a good race.
Those three cleared out, didn't they?
Yeah, they just had a little bit on the locals, didn't they?
Yeah they did. Final scratchings are there now for the last day of the Golden Slipper Festival at Rose Hill. A glorious morning, good four, penetrometer 5.08, and the rail at 4 metres. There are 12 finals. Race 1, 2 Pasadena Girl, 13 Road Assassin, and 14 Cracklin Rosie, 2, 13 and 14. Race 2, number 3 Snippets Land, and 4 Zinzan Eddie, 3 and 4. Race 3, number 9 Any Day Will Do, number 9. Race 4, number 2, Dear Demi, and 12, Thinking of You, 2 and 12. Race 5, number 8, Peron, number 8. Race 6, Clear. Race 7, number 11, Rising Romance, number 11. Race 8, Clear, and Race 9, 4, Muro, and 9, Index Linked, 4 and 9. So 12 final scratchings for Rose Hill. Hey, Ron, when you're watching Verdant there yesterday in the photo, do you get up in the couch and yell and scream?
No, I stay nice and calm, Andrew.
Do you? Is that norm?
No, not really. I can get excited sometimes.
Can you?
Yeah,
you blow up much?
I blow up all the time.
I think he does more blowing up than celebrating, I reckon.
Things have changed since I was a jockey. Brett, I was very forgiving in those days.
Not now.
No.
Brett Devine from the Australian Turf Club. Brett, good morning to you.
Good morning, Andrew. Good morning, Duff. And good morning, Michael, and all the punters and listeners out there. And I can vouch, I've seen Ronnie blow up plenty of times in that press room.
Yeah, in that press room.
And that's mid-race. That's even before the race is finished.
It can turn in a race, too. Terrific day, obviously. Plenty of sunshine around as I say, the final day of the Slipper Festival.
Yeah, that's right, Andrew. And what a perfect day for racing. The track's dried out to that perfect good four after that natural rain during the week. And it's going to be a perfect day off the track too. Western Sydney Legends Day today. And it's a new day that we've fitted into the 3 weeks of the Golden Slipper Carnival, and really hoping to build this day as the years go on. It's free entry for any member of the Parramatta Eels, the Western Sydney Wanderers, or the Greater Western Sydney Giants. So anyone with those members' passes can get in the gates, along with TAB Rewards members. And even ticket holders from last night's game, we did a big promotion out of Parramatta at Perdex Stadium last night with the Eels and the Rabbitohs, a big win by the Eels. So
yeah,
all their fans and players will be excited to be out there today. There's also some great offers for people going out there through all the general admission areas and all the members' areas. $5 beers. I know that people are often very discerning about the prices of things these days. Well, $5 beers all day. Tui's new. Han Super Dry and 4X Gold through every bar. So great savings there, and $5 on red and white wines as well. So no reason not to take up that value. There's also plenty of stuff on for the families and the children. Out in the Fig Tree Lawn, members of the Parramatta Eels and the Western Sydney Wanderers will be out there honing the skills with the kids, a special pass the ball and soccer skills testers on the course out there. All the players will be on hand. The kids can even get their faces painted in their favourite team colours. So a heap of stuff on out there for Western Sydney Legends Day. And I should also say, Benz, to let people know that the championships are just around the corner, and the best thing to do is go to theraces.com.au to get your tickets. There's a 25% discount on all those tickets that you book online before the big event. So don't be disappointed. Get your tickets, get out there early, and you're going to have to make room by the sound of it for that hat of yours for the country championship.
Yes, we'll be there next week for sure. And just on that, the country championship details, the winner of the $5,000 tab voucher and the country caller championship competition, all to be announced tomorrow morning on Racing Retro at between 9 and 10:30. So all of those winners to be announced tomorrow. Good on you, Brett. Enjoy it out there.
Thanks, Andrew. Good luck to all the punters.
Brett Devine from the Australian Turf Club. Very shortly, Peter Snowden will join us. We're hoping to jag James McDonald as well. And I should mention, guys, a reminder, if you're heading to the races, make sure you vote, Ron.
I've already voted.
Already voted. A lot of people do that. Yeah. So make sure you do it, because the polls close at 6 tonight, and the last of Rose Hill's only 10 minutes before that. So make sure you do it before you head out if you haven't already done it. A lot of people do it now before the actual day, don't they?
Well, especially a lot of people that have got to work on Saturdays, like us, Andrew.
So yeah, exactly.
Racing people are pretty busy of a Saturday. It's non-stop.
Yeah.
So just order your postal vote and you're away.
We've had a fair bit of discussion, Mike, on the Refinery Stud with a lack of pace. How's the other Group 1 there? Or in fact, I'll ask you that question. We've been able to grab Peter Snowden now, and I'll come back and talk about the BMW. Morning to you, Pete.
Morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you. Mentioned earlier, Pride of Dubai, the Blue Diamond winner, had a trial yesterday, seemed to do it rather comfortably.
Yeah, it was a nice trial, and the trial nicely. We went, did a bit more than the trial. We sort of went through the line a bit further and turned into a 1,000-metre trial, which I thought he needed, and now he comes through it in good order.
And you've obviously planned this. I mean, you could have gone in other ways, but you've stuck solid to your plan straight after the Blue Diamond.
Yeah, I think it's pretty evident, even in his trial yesterday. It's just showing me he went 7 furlongs. He's not a sit and sprint horse. He's a horse that keeps building, and we'll give him an opportunity to get into 1,400 metres.
Who rides him, mate?
Huey Bowman.
Huey, okay.
Pete, you start with a couple of nice colts with plenty of raw talent in the first race here today, Wolf Cry and Delawar. What do you say about their chances?
Yeah,
today?
Two nice horses, Ronnie. Wolf Cry, he's been crying out this sort of trip right from when we first started, I thought. I guess to his right race today, blinkers on, good draw. He's definitely a great chance. And another horse, Delawar, he's a really nice horse. It's come on a lot in the last month. He's really racing to his pedigree. He's out of a good mare. He's just shown a lot of potential. There's a lot of merit in his win. He's very new and raw. He came the other day, but he beat a pretty good field, I thought. There's a few nice horse in the yard, and he won very well. He did a few things wrong. He's really good late, so the draw that he's got will ride in quiet, and I can see him hit the line pretty hard today.
So Wolf Cry a little closer to the speed, and the other one back in the field running on.
I think he'll be just behind the speed, Wolf Cry probably, and Delawar will be back a bit further.
Much between them?
Not much on the track at all, actually. I've worked them together. There's a split here between them. There's a lot there. But there's good upside in both horses.
Beauty. Snippets Land in race three. He's a horse you've placed very well, winning four races this preparation. He's just up another grade here.
Yeah, there's been very gradual steps, but I think they've helped the horse give him a bit of confidence. He's racing like he wants to win now, and he's a bit older too and a bit stronger, which has always helped. But this is a big step today. He's taken a couple of seasoned horses that have won the group level, so it's his toughest test. Probably, if I had a choice, I would have started the benchmark race, but he just drew too wide there with too much weight, so we opted for a little bit less weight. But I don't think he's had a place there. I feel it could himself well, but it is a major step for him.
In the Emancipation Stakes race four, you have a couple of runners here, Gypsy Diamond. She looks to be going a little better this preparation.
I think she is. I was slightly disappointed with the run at Newcastle, but when you see the times that ran off the front, I know the winner was outside of us, but they were very slick times, and you know, she had to break 33 to win the race, and she wasn't being that fast, so I gave her a pass there, but you're right, I do think she's going better, and from that good draw today, she'll make her own luck, blinkers back on, and I think that'll help her as well. But they'll struggle a bit the top weight, under set weight conditions, she's very well weighted.
You sure. You also got Mahara here, who I thought had really run two great races leading into the Coolmore, but she left me a little bit flat in that race.
Yeah, look, she was slow out. I think that all come down to being slow out. She was back too far in the race, and where she was trying to make ground on, I think she's definitely a much better fitting on top of the ground. Where she was making ground, it was the worst part of the track. So I think you make some genuine excuses for her there last start. But certainly not today. I think she'll make her own luck today. We'll ride her a bit more positively and have released midfield, and I think she'll run a much improved race.
You've got Diamond Valores in the Tullock. I like the fact that you let him know he was a racehorse and give him a shake up the other day, and the blinkers back on. That'll toughen him up for this race.
Oh, I think so too. It's just a shame he's drawn so badly. He's going to force her hand to go forward, and hope that we can slot in and find a spot for him, because I think he's going well. I think he's looking at the 2,000 metres and the horses that are in the market. He finished right beside them the other day, and Haraki and Winx, he finished right beside those. So I think he's going well enough to run really well, but he will need a bit of luck from that awkward draw.
Blademount Meister in the same race. He looks very dour.
Yeah, look, he's been disappointing, that horse. I always thought he had more ability than what he's showing at the moment. I'm seeing it at home, but I'm not seeing it on race day. But in saying that, I thought his last start, there was merit in that run. We had anticipated riding him more forward. He got squeezed out the start and was back second last in a strung out field, and the horses in front of him weren't taking me anywhere into the race early. He travelled quite strongly at the back. He made nice ground late, but I'm sure if it had been closer to finish off better, it would be our plan today to ride him a bit closer, having more involved in the race early. And there was a good rider on. I think he'll get his chance today in that race today.
You finished with a disclaimer in the last. He really hasn't stepped up to the mark this prep yet.
His first two runs, weight phase conditions weren't ideal for him, but I thought his run, it was an improved run for him last start. I expect him to take another improvement from today, but it's always been the plan to back him up in the Chairman's next week. He's a handicapper, and a handicapper at 2,600 metres is probably his right race, but I thought his run was better last start, but I think it'll be better again today.
Beauty.
All right, and Miracles came through the race really well last week.
Yeah, really good. So much so, it was always my plan to go to Sankster from here. I'll give a 5-week break. But still in the back of my mind that TJ next week, I haven't shut the door there yet. She's just come through the run so well. Now I'll leave that window open on Tuesday.
Yeah. And shooting to win, you're going to freshen up for the all-out?
Yeah, he's called up sore in the back, Ron. He's got some deep muscle problems and he's spasms in his back. They have improved a lot. He's almost right this morning. He's almost back himself, so this is going to be too big of a push. And those sort of races, you know, you can't be going to those races carrying an injury. And for the month to the all age, I think it's a better fit for him. I'm definitely sure I'll have him right by then. And back to 1,400 metres and blinkers back on, it's probably the right race to go to.
Okay. All right, thanks a lot, Pete.
You're welcome, guys.
Good on you. Peter Snowden joining us there. James Cummings, we've been able to jag James here, Ron and Mike, because this horse, Ruling Dynasty, was so impressive to win at Kembla Grange and seems right on target for the Derby. Morning to you, James.
Morning, Andrew. Morning, guys. How are you?
Very well indeed. Couldn't have been more impressive. Can this horse take the step into a Tullock today?
Well, I guess I'm one of a group of trainers who've got horses that are in that progressive mould. We're a week out from a $2 million derby. A few horses here that have got the same pedigrees, that are doing the right things out of the city. I know it's a Group 2 set weights, but if you compare this to the Group 2 Hobart bill, and it's a fucking cheese. You know, these horses are more like a glorified benchmark 85 for three-year-olds. And I'm not saying that won't be a couple of very good horses come through it, but so far, none of them have got out and done it apart from Marion, you know. I think he's the only group winner in the race. So
yeah.
He's drawn the beautiful gate to get the soft run. If he runs up to his sort of three-length defeats and four-length defeats in Group 1s, then he's going to be very hard to beat with a turn of foot if he runs 2,000 metres. But I'd like to think that, you know, the way these carnivals unfold, especially in the autumn with some of these later maturing horses, that some of these horses can bob up. You know, who's to say we don't find another Malucky Day that runs well here, or a Desperado, or one of those horses that fits a similar mould. And you ask me about my horse, well, he's an absolute oil painting. He's by Medaglia d'Oro, who could be the next size sensation. He just about could be the next Sir Tristram on what he did last weekend.
Yeah.
He's got a slip winner. I know the horse that I've got here has just been promising everything to us at home, and he's got his opportunity here that over a middle distance at group level, week out from the Australian Derby, to put his name out there and assert himself as a really promising top line stayer.
As a form student looking at the race, at the horse's form, Gosford, back in mid-January, he destroyed a field there and he captured everyone's attention. And then last start, obviously, captured everyone's attention. Can you as a trainer make an excuse for him at Canterbury two starts back?
Strong tempo, Ronnie. Tommy Berry was called away for the birth of his firstborn son. So there was an interesting night for Tommy. Well, a great night for Tommy, not interesting. But then he was replaced by Christian, who rode to instruction. I really wanted him to maintain his forward running style that he had showed at Gosford. But I gave that instruction given the indication he'd shown at home that he was looking for further already, and I had to drop him back to the 1900 with one eye. With one eye on making sure he could try to keep winning for his owners, but also one eye on the derby that was months away. So he dropped back. He was still attacking the line. It was still the run of a horse you wanted to keep following. Strong tempo up on the speed, and the filly with the weight pull and the apprentice on just smoking a pipe out behind us got the run we had at the top of the straight and just pipped us. Well, yeah. You know, I thought that was still merit in the run. yes, you didn't blow them away like you probably would have hoped a group horse would, but Tommy Berry's unbeaten on the horse, so he knows him well. Christian got the late call up, did a good job under the circumstances, but I'd like to think that he's just going. He was just sort of going a little bit better after that, and that run brought him on, and he's looking for a mile and a half now. I can see that, and he's not going to be able to get away with a Dow run today and keep everyone impressed. So I'm sort of coming at this from the perspective that the pressure's on the horse to produce this time, and he's got to prove that he's up to these horses. Well, he's got to prove that he's up to, you know, a carnival standard race.
It's a tricky draw, 15, you know, like you were saying, you like to have him on the speed. I suppose there's a couple of horses out there with you that look like coming across.
They do, yeah. Look, Diamond Valore is drawn out wide, and Cape Crusader's not drawn far away from us, and they're both going to be... Well, you know, hearing Peter Snowden on the radio there, he's fairly determined that he wants his horse right there, and given the way he's been racing, that's a good idea. But I think I'm not going to bog Tommy down with too many instructions. He needs to assess the situation, and if the race was able to unfold for us and we got similar scenarios that we did the last few starts, that would be wonderful, but it's unlikely. So we've got to be prepared for all things. And, look, I tell you what, I say I wouldn't give Tommy too many instructions. I look what neither did Gay, and he gets his horse in the slipper in a beautiful running line, three wide with cover, produced him at the right time, horse made his own luck, and the rider gave him the opportunity. So I think Tommy Berry will be okay.
What do you say about the other horse in the race that you've got, High Midnight?
Well, I think my horse, High Midnight, is in sort of a similar boat to horses like Omaros, and other horses, Bro, that are coming in here with maiden wins under their belt. They're Class 1 horses, and you can't look too much into what they did in winning their maiden. You've really got to try to predict how they're going to go forward from that. And he's by Champion Sire and High Chaparral. He's out of a mare that threw a Doomed and Roses winner a few years ago. So there's some black type in the pedigree, and he's only had two starts. He was just out of his ground and never got hot first up at Canberra. Put the blinkers on him. Tommy put him into a lovely spot at Kembla Grange, and over a mile, he was just a vastly improved horse. And I can see that, there were a couple of stables that didn't have high opinions of the horses finishing behind them, but then a couple of owners there had high opinions of their horses nonetheless, the others in the race. So I would say it's more about where that horse takes that next step, and you know, he's going to be up against it. He's probably going to be 60-1. But you would hope to see a positive effort from him. And if he was able to mix it with these, then he could be a chance in a race like the Frank Packer Plate. If he was able to run top two or top three, you know, Duncan Remage and the owners will probably decide to run him in the Derby next week.
Yeah. You haven't snuck anything up the Sunshine Coast or Ipswich or the Gold Coast on me, have you?
No, nothing like that.
Okay.
Just taking one for a two-hour cruise
just
up
checking.
The highway to Newcastle.
Just checking.
That's all.
What have you got at Newcastle?
We've got a two-year-old filly called Tempt Me Not. She's coming back in distance, and she's going to be matching strides with the Godolphin horse for favouritism, and hopefully she's going to be too hard to hold out this time.
All right, safe travels, mate. Good luck at Rose Hill today, and hello, Crown. Just briefly, mate. Everything good for next week?
Yeah, he's beautiful, mate. I watched him gallop this morning out wide on the course proper at Rose Hill. He was just fantastic. Fantastic in his action. The horse is... I'm very, very excited about the horse's chances next week, and I'm sure the owners in the stable are just sort of counting the days and the nights now, and we're ready to compete for our grand final, and we have a bit of faith that we can beat the Japanese, and it's going to be hard to do, but we think he can rise to the occasion.
Good on you, James. Good luck today.
Right, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Good on you. James Cummings there with Barb with their runners today. It's 8:08. I promise, Mike, I'm going to ask about the BMW, but we've got James McDonald online as our last key interview. Morning to you, James.
Morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Very well indeed. Pumped for Rose Hill again?
Yeah, it's going to look an exciting day. Probably should have won the BMW a couple of years ago, so... Got unfinished business to do there.
Well, it's unfinished with Hartnell. You're mount there today, and James Cummings just mentioned to the world the Japanese. He looks to be the one to beat, but your horse is doing nothing wrong.
Yeah, for sure. On form, probably to the world. Got panels on this field. If he turns up with a semi-A game, he's going to probably win for sure. But my horse is going really well. John's got him ticking over super, and he's definitely improved since his last start. So I hope he gives to the world a good race anyway.
Yeah, you got a beautiful draw there. You could just put him where you want to, just off the speed.
Yeah, he makes his own luck. He showed tactical speed last time. He got back in his first Australian start, but we used him up a little bit to get the job done last time. So he showed versatility there, and he'll make his own luck for sure.
Can we compare him at all with Contributor?
No, not really. I think Contributor could win a 6 furlong race if he had to, if he was trained for it. So this horse wouldn't be able to do that, and he's more of a Dower stayer. And he showed that with his overseas form, but even here, the way he feels, he's definitely a mile and a half, 2 miles.
Race one in a circle, good wraps on this horse. What do you make of him?
Yeah, really big wraps on him, but very, very nice colt that will be better as a three-year-old. I think the 14 will suit him if he relaxes well. Awkward barrier, but he has got ability. He just needs to harness it in the right way, and he'll be competitive.
Medcourt in race two, a couple of trials. How's he going?
Yeah, he's going okay. He's just going through the motions a bit. I think he's got a lovely barrier. He'll get a nice spot. Whether he's good enough to win, take out fresh up, he'll be better off probably a couple of runs into prep.
San Diego, 2 runs back after a year off, have been solid.
Yeah, going really good, this horse. He's come back in great order. He won brilliant fresh up, and then he just got held up a little bit last start, but hit the line really strongly. I think he can really turn the tables on a couple of these runners. I think he's going to be hard to beat.
Great pickup ride in Catkins.
Yeah, for sure. I'm really excited to partner her. Form speaks for herself. She's a trier. She races on the speed. She's tough. She's got a lot of things going for her, and hopefully I can add another one to her form line.
General Ife, race five. He was good without winning last preparation. How's he returned?
Yeah, great return by this horse. He's trialled exceptionally well. He should have bolted in his fresh up last preparation. I got Howard up and got into all sorts. He should have won for sure. And so hopefully we'll get the job done today. I think he's good enough to do it.
First Seal, well, I'm told you've had a feel of her at the track. What's the report?
Yeah, I've had a few feels of her. What I feel is a very special filly, but I don't need to tell anyone that. She's got she's a Group 1 winner herself. I don't think the 10 furlongs will pose a problem to her. She relaxes well. She's got a devastating turn of foot. It's just a matter of getting her into a comfort zone for the first half of the race, and then worry about the last 2 furlongs as they come. But I think she's going to be very hard to beat.
Iraqi, race 8, he should get a good run, and his Sydney form's good.
Yeah, I thought he was probably my best ride last start when he ran second to Winks. I think he's a very good galloper. He's a hot kind of horse that probably gets worked up a little bit, but he's got a brilliant stride on him, great turn of foot. Whether he'll get the mile and a half in a fortnight's time in a derby, but I think this is his race. He's got to win, and I think he will win it. He's going really well.
Janoob in the last, looking well, but not racing well.
Yeah, he had a super prep last time, but hasn't raised the gallop this time in. But I have won on the horse several times, so hopefully he'll think I'm on him and perform well.
Yeah, you must be happy with the way things are going. You're attracting, obviously a good... You're the go-to man with all the big guns, and you're getting some cream rides at the moment.
Yeah, very lucky at the moment. Obviously, a couple of good days definitely helped that. But we've still got a few more weeks after today, so hopefully those good rides keep coming, and I keep steering them in the right direction, and they keep winning. But it's a real privilege to sit on these kind of gallopers, and especially the likes of Catkins and First Steel, who are exceptional gallopers. It's a great pick-up ride.
What about your Kiwi mates tomorrow, Wailing the Bat? Are you getting any hope, have they?
Mate, I reckon they're certain.
Hang on a sec. The interview finishes
exactly.
Now.
Game over.
Come on, James.
Really well. Brendan McCullum, bring it home for us, Ken.
I was just about to call you a true blue Aussie, too.
I'll bet for the Australians if they win over the Black Caps. Otherwise, it's the Black. I'm a Black Cap before they start, and then I'll
see what happens.
See what happens.
Sounds like a true Kiwi, Ron.
Yes. Yeah. I've seen them all come through here, Jimmy Cassidy. They're all the same. They're all, you know.
We'll wait and see on the results. Yeah. Anyway, good luck with the results today, James.
Cheers, guys. Thanks.
Good on you. James McDonald there talking about some magnificent rides today on paper.
Unbelievable program of rides he's got.
Yeah. He has. All right, guys, we'll take a break. Greg Rudolph is going to join us from the stewards, and then we'll get into this preview. We're not going to take a break exactly because we'll check all of the day scratchings first of all. Rose Hill, fine, a good four. Penetrometer 5.08 in the rail, out to 4 metres. Race 1, 2 Pasadena Girl, 13 Road Assassin and 14 Cracklin' Rosie, 2, 13 and 14. Race 2, number 3 Snippets Land and 4 Zinzan Eddie, 3 and 4. The third, number 9 Any Day Will Do, number 9. The fourth, 2 Dear Demi and 12 Thinking of You, 2 and 12. Race 5, number 8 Peron, number 8. Race 6, Clear. Race 7, 11, Rising Romance, number 11. Race 8, Clear, and Race 9, 4, Muro, and 9, Index Linked, 4 and 9. Good 4, beautiful day for Rose Hill today. Newcastle's our main provincial program today, fine and a good 3, the rail at 2 metres. Race 1, take out 4, Embley, number 4. Race 2, number 10, Rushall, number 10. The third clear, race 4, number 2, Joe Cool, 5, Miss Ellie Grace, and 10, Tongue and Groove, 2, 5, and 10. Race 5, clear, race 6, number 4, Queen Misty, number 4. Race 7, Newcastle, 6, 0, Cash, number 6. And race 8, number 8, Honcho. They're the scratchings there. The other tab program is at Wellington. The weather fine, track is a good 3, the rail true. Race 1 is clear. Race 2, take out 7, 15, 17 and 18. 7, 15, 17 and 18 out of the second. Race 3, the 4 emergencies, 13, 14, 15 and 16. Race 4 clear. Race 5, take out number 1. And Wellington race 6, take out 7, 9 and 10. 7, 9 and 10. They're the scratchings for New South Wales tab programs. We've got non-tabs at Bowraville and Moree today. Mornington in Victoria. Weather overcast. They've had 5 mil in the last 24 hours. They're meant to be clearing the showers, but they've rated the track a soft 5, penetrometer 5.49. Race 1, number 6, Anachai, number 6. Race 2, number 3, Tennessee Lad. 4, The Travelling Man, and 5, Antarctic Missile, 3, 4, and 5. Race 3, number 1, Lux of Fortune, and 8 is also out, 1 and 8. Race 4, number 7, Lazumba, number 7. Race 5, 2, Verdant, and 10, Riviera Riches, 2 and 10. Race 6, number 2, Galley Mill, and 9, Ardell, 2 and 9. Mornington Race 7, number 8, San Amaro, and 11, Jackpot, 8 and 11. Race 8, 5, Girl Guide, 6, Aflea Spree, 11, Sino Eagle, 5, 6 and 11. Race 9, 4, Extra Zero, 7, A Pingle, and 13, Genuine Lad, are out of the cup, 4, 7 and 13. And Race 10, 1, Digitalism, 9, Missoula, 11, Kalashani Lad, and the emergency 15, Digger Pony. 1, 9, 11, and 15. Doomben Racing in Brisbane. Maybe a shower or two this morning. Track at the moment is soft 7, and the rail at 6.5 metres. These are the current scratchings. Race 1, number 1, The Wildman. 4, number 5, Blueberry Hill. 6, Meet George Jetson, and the Emergencies 14, 15 and 16. Race 2, number 3, Anton Avant, and 5, Rock Musician, 3 and 5. The 3rd, 12, Rock Bolt, and 14, Parisha, 12 and 14. Race 4, number 5, Centred the Noche is out, number 5. Doomben Race 5, take out 12, Rich Reward, 13, Vintage Bon, 16, Felsina, and 17, Finimony, 12, 13, 16, and 17. Race 6, take out 1, Hera, 10, Banded Queen, and 11, Gelsamina, 1, 10, and 11. At the moment, Race 7 is clear, and Race 8, 5, Lucky Black, 6, Rock Royalty, 9, Solda Damani, 10, Blackboard Special, 14, Voodoo Black Magic, and the Emergencies 16 and 17. They're the current scratchings for Doom, and of course they're an hour behind us, although this time next week they won't. They'll be nearing it with daylight saving coming towards an end this time next week. Morfordville in Adelaide, these are interim scratchings, Overcast and a good 4, Penetrometer 5.46. Race 1, number 7, Bleu Jeune, number 7. Races 2 and 3 are clear. Race 4, number 2, Temps Valeur, number 2. Race 5, 5, Beckon and 6, Covalos, 5 and 6. Race 6, Morfordville, take out 2, Brimvari Prince and 11, Cheese Alley, 2 and 11. Race 7, 1, Martian, 3, Lenny B and 9, Lady Silhouette, 1, 3 and 9. And Race 8, 1, Durasound, 10, Deanna Joy, 11, Exalted Honey, 13, Keep the Class, 14, Okahu Bay, and 20, Mighty Ma. 1, 10, 11, 13, 14, and 20. They put 3 mils on the track yesterday, Morfordville, Overcast, and a good 4. It's 4 after 8.
The country championships are well underway, with the very best horses out to achieve glory at Randwick. Every day, Sky Sports Radio has the latest on the country series that culminates in a $300,000 final at Randwick on April 4th. Areas of country New South Wales will be represented in the country championship final. What a carnival on Sky Sports Radio.
Hi punters, James Cummings here, home of racing.com.au, powered by the New South Wales Trainers Association, is the place to go for your carnival news. Straight from the horse trainer's mouth.
You'll hear all about the carnival stars. Reports from respected journalist Craig Young. Autumn carnival updates, breeding news and Asian racing makes the website a must.
This carnival, check out homeofracing.com.au and stay ahead of the game.
Homeofracing.com.au. Got that sick feeling just thinking about how much money you owe? No money to enjoy life. If this sounds like you, give Capital Debt Solutions a call for a confidential chat about a government-legislated agreement that combines your debt into just one regular weekly repayment. Interest-free, tailored to your budget. Focused on a debt-free future. You deserve it. Capital Debt Solutions. Solutions for your financial freedom. 1300 107 155 or capitaldebtsolutions.com.au.
Dynamic Syndications and Gay Waterhouse proudly introduce a high-quality filly. By More Than Ready, Gay's trained his best from Vintage, a Group 2 winner of 6 races.
No one would know more about More Than Ready than Gay Waterhouse. This is a particularly feminine filly, but she's got great bone for both. She walks in with remarkably determined fashion. She's full of class, and I like her enormously.
Join our dynamic Gay Waterhouse team. For info, visit our website or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360808.
With all the latest news and tips, this is Racing HQ Saturday on Sky Sports Radio.
And making you feel good today is a terrific program at Rosehill Gardens with the two Group 1s, the Vinery and the BMW. Ron Duffacy and Mike Fraser are with us to preview it and to help us with the stewards' reports. Greg Rudolph from Racing New South Wales. Morning, Greg.
Morning, Andrew. Ron, Mike.
Morning, Greg.
Looking
Greg.
Forward to this unfolding today as the carnival continues. What have you found for us?
Oh, there's a few there, Andrew. If we start with Wolf Cry, back at Warwick Farm 4 weeks ago, got to third there when the protests against the third place was upheld just in the skyline. was quite some distance from the winner there, but the blinkers go on today and didn't have the best of luck in the Skyline Wolf Cry.
Right.
Just clarify again, in race three, Ballpoint, the gear changes there, the blinkers back on and the winkers off, not gelded. It was there for a few hours on Wednesday, but...
Oh, well, he would have been grateful, Ron.
No, we were all cheering.
Yeah, so...
For a while.
He's all intact today at the races.
Okay.
Top weight there, Rudy didn't have much luck in the Ajax, was three wide without cover and got a slight bump at the top of the straight, battled away there, Reed's eighth of 11th, but beaten just under three lengths wasn't a bad effort. We go to the fourth, Peggy Jean down in the CUNY in Melbourne on the 14th of March at Flemington. Didn't have much luck in the straight. Was checked there when attempting a narrow run at the 250. Checked again at the 200 and just never really got going. Was beaten 2.5 lengths there into sixth place.
Right.
Another one from Melbourne there, Fenway. We had the trainer on earlier, but wasn't the intention to have it more forward. This is obviously in the seventh, but was to be more forward, but then slipped at the start and lost ground. Blake Shin takes over from Nick Hall, but Nick Hall didn't have much luck there getting out in the straight. He had to keep working to the outside and didn't get out till near the